Officials of the city of Fulton hope the third time is the charm in their effort to win a $10 million state grant to transform the city's downtown area. More from WRVO's Payne Horning.
Joe Fumara, executive director of Fulton's Community Development Agency, says their 2018 application for New York's Downtown Revitalization Initiative competition is the golden ticket that will bring home $10 million. They were beaten by Oswego and Cortland the last 2 years, but Fumara says they have learned from their mistakes and are taking a more targeted approach this time around.
We made a compact downtown boundary. In our past applications, we wanted to include every type of commercial offering we had in the city of Fulton. We found that that was just not, it wasn't feasible. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to make it a more compact and give us the chance to create that vibrant downtown the governor's looking for. And we think with this boundary, we can do that.
Fulton's application this year also features a variety of projects that have already attracted investment. Residents and area businesses are working together to build several walking and biking trails throughout the city that will link Fulton's historic buildings, anchor institutions, and the Oswego River. Cayuga Community College's Fulton campus is working with area employers to develop new manufacturing and healthcare training programs, and a key project the city hopes to receive funding for is the redevelopment of the former Nestle plant. Fulton Mayor Ron Woodward says the city has already borrowed nearly $4 million to tear down the defunct plant and prepare the site for new commercial tenants.
So we've made a significant investment on demoing those old buildings on that 24-acre site, and now this money would certainly help to redevelop that. It will bring jobs. It will help Fulton climb out of this financial boondoggle we've been in, since 2009.
One municipality in each region of the state is awarded $10 million. According to the Central New York Regional Economic Development Council, there are five competing with Fulton for this year's prize. In Fulton, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.